Avenue. You're on 88 FM Radio, Life and Style from Bolito on a Tuesday afternoon. It's 14 minutes past 3 o'clock, and as promised, we're going to be talking birding today, particularly with a view to the new birding group, or the relatively new birding group that's been established in Simbiti. And in the studio with me from Simbiti is Jody Chetty and Dale Stojakovic. Welcome to the show, ladies, and thank you for joining me. I'm fascinated. I received a very lovely press release from Jody explaining that, in fact, there had been some extraordinary birding discoveries made in Simbiti of late. And I must confess that I have a very strong fondness for our avian friends, and I was delighted to discover that, in fact, you've seen some extraordinary birds. I've always known that there's a huge variety of beautiful feathered creatures here, but you've seen some. Well, let's just get right into it. Dale, you established, I think, the birding group about a year ago.
Yeah, they asked me to, if I'd run it. And
that's so based on the fact that you're an experienced birder.
Yeah.
A twitcher is the word.
Twitcher.
Okay.
I'm terrible at chase birds. So we've been going since February last year, and we've got like nearly 230 people on the group now. And I think because there's so many people getting actively involved, we're seeing more birds.
So for those that are listening and curious about my opening statements, what are some of the unusual birds you've seen of late?
Okay, so we had the common cuckoo, which is a silent bird in South Africa. He comes from Europe. That's the one that goes cuckoo, cuckoo all the time over
so
there.
So in Europe, they make a clock from the noise.
Yeah.
In South Africa, it just says, I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to look at you like that. Is it a pretty bird?
No, it looks very like the red-chested cuckoo, Pycnae fro.
Yeah. So easy to miss if you don't know what you're looking at. Okay. Yeah.
So we've had him hanging around on the 15th green. And European nightjar was a very big special because it's also silent here in South Africa.
And only available when the sun goes down.
Yeah, well, we've been able to see it sitting in the guy's garden on a tree.
Oh, really?
And just walk in there and go and see it.
Now, that's unusual.
Yes.
But these are unusual birds, but not spectacular. When I say spectacular, we're looking at the ones that are coloured like a rainbow. And there's some of those you've spotted as well.
Yeah, we had lilac-breasted roller, which is a bit south in its range.
Yeah, normally that's a sort of Kruger Park speciality. Yeah. Yeah?
Well, they do come down into the bushveld in Zululand and that. But this one, and there was one at Holler and another one in La Mercy at about the same time.
Maybe it's the same bird.
No. It was at exactly the same time.
Oh, wow.
So they were around.
Does that mean that they've extended their range?
Who knows? I think sometimes the hot weather disturbs them and, you know, changes in weather. They move around a bit more than normal.
And the lilac-breasted is, because there's a European roller that's slightly different, and it definitely was lilac-breasted.
Oh, yes. We've got pictures of it, all of us, because we've got some fabulous photographers on this state.
Yeah, Jody was talking about incorporating some of the work of these fabulous photographers into a birding, maybe
correct.
A coffee table book or something like that.
Yes.
Which I think is an excellent idea. But we'll get into that in a sec. Let's get into just quickly going back to the birds that you've seen. The lilac-breasted roller is very exciting. I've never seen one in this area.
Yeah.
But I believe you've also seen an arena trogon here.
I've seen twice in the estate. Other people see them. The building that we've had along our borderline has disturbed them, I think, because they were often up that side.
How dare they build on your estate? Have they got no shame, these people? Hey, ridiculous. You should just go and knock it all down. Because, I mean, an arena trogon is kind of a lifer. So if you see once that bird in your life, you reckon that you've now ticked the list.
The thing is, they're one of those sneaky ones that sits around and you could probably walk past it and not see it. So it's another one of those ones that sits up there very quietly.
How many, roughly, species of bird would you estimate are available to be spotted throughout a year on the estate?
Well, the official list is over 300. But because of changes in the environment, you know, a lot of the territory that we're in has changed. But, I don't know, probably 150, 200. Easily.
Many is that?
Yeah. I can get over 100 in a month.
Now let's talk about that, because you have an organized regular birding excursion into, where do you go?
Well, we've got trails that we follow, and we know where a lot of the nice birds are, so then we take the people to go and see them. Like the Green Malcoa is a special one. It used to be the Green Kukul.
Now, and that's something that I wanted to ask you about as well. They've changed the names of so many birds. You were talking about a violet-backed... The plum-colored starling is much more evocative than a violet-backed starling. I mean, good heavens, have they... And you know, where did we come with the Turaco? I mean, the hey?
Well, they've fallen into line with the international naming.
But why? I mean, this is South Africa. We can call anything we like anything we like. So why must we not... We've got to comply with international best practice. No, man, the Lurie is a Lurie. I mean, the best award, I've got a Lurie award, and I've got to change it into a Turaco. It doesn't sound the same.
I'll tell you what, Dave, if you come and visit us at Simbiti, you can call the birds whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but I'm serious. I just can't understand why. Because you just get familiar with the nomenclature, and then suddenly someone is telling you, no, you're wrong. It's not a this, it's a that. It's the same bird, and of course then it sparks the debate. But still, I'm glad people are talking about these things, because, and Jody, you alluded to the fact that you didn't know, you literally said you didn't know the hardy-daw from the sparrow. But that now you're getting excited.
I am getting excited. I think, like we were chatting off air, our new general manager, Mark, is an avid birder. So while I'm here, hi to all the staff who are listening. So every morning...
And now get back to work.
Yes, now get back to work. Stop gathering around the radio. So every morning, Mark comes into the office and he'll ask me, have I seen this? Did you hear that? Did you see what was on the birding group? And obviously, being administrator of the birding group as well, I look at all of the photographs that are coming through, and it's hard not to get excited. So I think this year, Mark is determined to make a birder out of me, and so is Dale. So I'm going to be joining a birding walk soon and also be talking about lilac-breasted birdies. Yes, Mark teases me because I call them birdies, which because I can't identify them just yet.
At the moment, it's still just a whole new canvas, but I'm telling you, once you get into it, it becomes almost, well, I don't know if the word compelling is strong enough, it becomes like an addiction.
It
because
is.
There are so many, and you know, when you start to look and you start to see, and suddenly you realize that these are living jewels that you hadn't actually noticed before, it opens up an entire, it's a bit like going under the sea for, you know,
yes,
learning to snorkel and then starting to identify these incredible creatures that we share the planet with. So we're blessed in this part of the world. Dale, getting back to your bird walking, what is the best time of day to go out?
Early morning.
Always?
Usually, yeah.
Okay.
Not dawn chorus time, because then they just tend to be sitting in the trees. But once you... A little bit after that, so about half an hour later.
Mm. And I've noticed if it's cooler, you tend to see more.
Yes, definitely. Midday is a wipeout.
Yeah, and late afternoon no good.
Late afternoon's okay, but not as good as the early morning.
Okay, and I believe you limit your numbers.
Yeah, because if you have a lot of people, it disturbs them.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a sit-in, which was good fun, so we take our chairs and go and sit in the forest.
I had a friend who did that and was fascinated to see that when you establish a sit-in like that and the birds get used to the fact that, you know, well, there's no threat, so they'll come. You also see other things as well. Sometimes the things that you're not particularly wild about, like the big snakes that come creeping past. But it's all part of
it's all part of nature. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful... We're so fortunate, this part of the world, again, I say it, but I mean it sincerely, that we still have beautiful places and beautiful creatures to explore and share and protect, because we need to really do our bit to protect them. And I'm, you know, lovely that the estates like Simbiti have an ethos of protection, you know, very important. The Simbiti Birding Group is, I presume, available to residents on Simbiti. Are you considering opening it up a bit further?
I believe WhatsApp only goes up to about 260.
256.
256.
Yeah.
And we're going to hit that fairly soon.
Really?
So I don't think we can really open it up to outside unless we go into Telegram. But
okay, so it's a bit of an exclusive club at the moment.
Of course.
Okay, well, that's the end of our conversation.
It makes something special.
Yeah, but absolutely fabulous to know that there are so many people that are interested, and obviously by sharing the love and the passion, it brings in more people and more interest. Yes. And when we become interested in things, we want to then protect and preserve, and that, I think, is first prize.
I think people take ownership of them.
Well, invariably, I was reading about the juvenile eagle that had been successfully reared in Zimbabwe, and out of the Zimbabwe eagles, not anyone else's, but in fact, it's, you know, they fly, and they do, and apparently people in Seaward Estate were watching this thing, and suddenly a cat went skyward. Yes. Luckily, it got free, and it was relatively unharmed. But it goes to show these creatures are out there, and
there are lots of them around in KZN, the crowned eagles along the coast. Yeah. And I think often little, you know, pets do get taken.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a hazard. Most of the time they prey on monkeys and small creatures.
I've often wondered about particularly the yellow-billed kites that come past, because I've seen that they have definitely, some of them, been attenuated to take food from people, because occasionally you get one that hovers above you expectantly, wanting you to throw it a chop or something. Because I've seen guys doing that off a braai, lofting a piece of meat skyward and a yellow bill coming in and catching it midair. I mean, it's not a good thing necessarily, because you'll then get the awful people that add other ingredients to that just because they, you know, they think it's a good idea, which never is. But still, it's wonderful, as I say, that there are so many keen birders in Simbiti, and no doubt sharing the passion. Lovely to be talking about it. And, well, that bird book that you're talking about, Jody, is that going to be a reality this year?
It absolutely is. So we started planning it towards the end of last year, just having a look at the quality of photographs that were coming through. Like, I call them closet photographers. These people are just hiding in the pockets of Simbiti, able to take such fantastic photographs of the bird life. And so, to sort of pay homage to our birds, we were thinking of putting together the Simbiti bird book. So that's becoming a reality now in the first quarter of this year. I've started receiving images, and we'll be sitting with a small group of the just selected from the birding club to pick which birds are going to be in this coffee table book, so that we can show our plumage, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well, I look forward to seeing a copy of that when it's ready for public display. And really nice chatting to you. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing the good news. There are birds in the hills of Simbiti, and of course the entire north coast is alive with the most gorgeous avian color. So it's thanks to Jody Chetty and Dale Stojakovic, a lovely name that. I don't know why Jody said it was almost unpronounceable. I think we've cracked it.
You have. Well done.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show. And if you missed this conversation, you'd like to catch up with it, well, it'll be available for download or for listening on our apps, on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, during the course of this afternoon. You're tuned to the afternoon show on 88 FM, coming to you live from the center of Bolito.